Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called What Role Does Reflection Play in Innovation? Let's dive in. Picture this. Your students finish a design challenge, immediately pack up, and rush to their next class, missing the golden moment where real learning happens. Here's the truth. Without reflection, we're teaching students to be busy, not innovative. Today, we're exploring how slowing down actually speeds up creative thinking. Innovation requires both divergent thinking, generating ideas, and convergent thinking, refining them. Reflection is where convergent thinking happens. Students process what worked, what failed, and why. Without this pause, students repeat the same mistakes instead of iterating toward breakthrough solutions. It's the innovation paradox. We must slow down to speed up. The science backs this up beautifully. Research shows reflection activates the brain's default mode network, the same neural pathways involved in creativity and insight. John Dewey's experiential learning cycle proves that experience without reflection is just activity, not learning. Studies indicate students who reflect show 23% better performance on transfer tasks compared to those who don't. The brain literally needs this processing time to make innovative connections. Here's a simple strategy I call the 3-2-1 innovation reflection. After any creative task, have students write 3 discoveries they made, 2 questions that emerged, and 1 connection to previous learning. It takes only 5 minutes, but transforms rushed completion into thoughtful processing, creating a habit of metacognitive thinking that fuels future innovation. Let me share Sarah's story. Her 8th grade engineering class built robots that completely failed their challenge. Instead of moving on, she implemented reflection journals where students analyzed their failures. One student's reflection on gear ratios led to a breakthrough design that became the class template. The failed project became their most innovative because reflection turned mistakes into learning fuel. Now Sarah builds reflection checkpoints into every design cycle, and her students consistently produce more creative, refined solutions. Here's your action step. Choose 1 upcoming project or assignment. Build in a mandatory reflection pause before students submit their work. Use the 3-2-1 format, or simply ask, "What would you do differently next time and why?" Watch how this simple addition transforms surface-level completion into deep, transferable learning. Innovation isn't just about creating something new. It's about developing the thinking habits that make creation possible. When we teach students to reflect, we're teaching them to learn from experience, iterate on ideas, and think metacognitively. These are the skills that will serve them whether they're solving climate change or simply navigating life's everyday challenges. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Innovation belongs in every discipline, and we're building a community of educators who believe the same. Visit theinnovationteacher.com to explore resources and share your own stories of teaching innovation.